come on in.
And now, back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
The kids love him.
And your host.
Welcome to paradise.
Bill Frank.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to The Bill Frank Show on KVTA, News Talk 1520, bringing fresh perspective to Ventura and Santa Barbara County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is business and politics. Each of my guests will share his perspective on one or the other of these subjects. My next guest has been called the entrepreneur for the 21st century. He's written several sales, motivation, and success books. We'll discuss the only difference between success and failure from his latest book, The 10X Rule. Grant Cardone is an international sales expert, sales trainer, motivational speaker, and a New York Times best-selling author. He is the star and the host of National Geographic Channel's Turnaround King. Grant is a regular contributor on such shows as Fox News, CNBC, MSNBC, and CNN. Everyday people from around the world use Grant's techniques and systems to increase their effectiveness and value in the marketplace. Since 2008, Grant has written four best-selling books to inspire those who want to achieve more success. He lives in Los Angeles with his wife, who's an actress, and their daughters. Joining us from L.A., hi, Grant. How are you doing today?
Hey, thank you so much. I'm doing great, and I appreciate you having me on the show.
Well, honored to have you on the show. Love the book, The 10X Rule. Very good-looking book, by the way. The only difference between success and failure, and I want to dive into this. But before we get into the specifics, set the stage for us, if you will, Grant. Why is now the best time to focus on success and differentiating yourself in the marketplace?
Well, number one, this is probably in my lifetime, this is the single most important time where people, particularly from the middle class, must demand success for themselves, their family, and their businesses. The middle class is literally being obliterated, erased from the U.S. population. And people need to take the success thing like it's my duty, it's your obligation, it's your responsibility, it's not an option. If you go at it like it's an option, entire classes of people, this hundreds of millions of people are going to suffer over the next decades with inflation, rising prices, wages that are sitting flat. And so to answer your question about why is this the moment, number one, it needs to be, it's a critical moment economically because we're in this new economy. And number two, it's a tremendous opportunity because people have been weakened. There's fewer people actually playing the game, and that's what I'm talking about in the 10X rule. It's about you need to 10X your activity and your thinking to take advantage. I know that sounds bad, to take advantage of this monster contraction that's negatively impacting so many people.
All right. Well, that's interesting because it brings us to the central thesis of your book, that it takes considerably more time and investment in energy and resources than most people expect in the beginning. Why is that?
Well, you know, 4 years ago when the economy was booming, I mean, literally you got a guy that he leaves the pizza business and he becomes a mortgage broker and he makes $700,000 his first year.
Okay.
These guys were on, you know, you're on a 10-speed bicycle going straight downhill, I mean, and with a 40-mile-an-hour wind at your back. That economy no longer exists and probably will not exist in your lifetime again. This is uphill. The road's beat up. You could even be like you're not even on pavement anymore. It's very tough going now. So people are underestimating the amount of effort that is required to get your economic bicycle up a hill and onto a plateau where you're finally safe. You know, the middle class that was built for our parents is a different middle class than we have now. It was an aspiration 25 years ago. Today, it's almost a threat.
Ooh, a threat. All right, the threat of the middle class. I like that. My guest is Grant Cardone. We're talking about his book, The 10X Rule. Grant, when I picked up this book, I was reading through it. You had to set the stage in the book, but we got to, I think it was chapter number 22, where you laid out the 32 different factors that really separate the successful from the unsuccessful. I found that was fascinating. That was worth the price of the book right there. Obviously, we can't go through all 32 here, but I do want to glom on to a couple of them that I found particularly interesting, and I want to ask you to expand and elaborate on them, if you will. The first one's obvious, have a can-do attitude, which I like, and that's very good and uplifting. Number two, though, believe that I will figure it out. Now, I like this. This one resonated with me. What do you mean by believe that I'm going to figure it out and that it'll work out in the end? I think that was great.
Well, you know, unlike your show, 99% of all the TV and radio out there is negative. It's basically pushing America into this apathetic mode that you can't do anything. You have to maintain this concept, regardless of what's going on in the economy. Hey, I'll figure it out. There's a solution. You gotta, you know, I told a guy the other day, I said, dude, you'll never see God because you're not even looking for him anymore.
All right, fair enough.
You couldn't find a miracle if it hits you in the head because you're blind to it. You gotta open your eyes and know, I'll figure it out. I'll find the answer. If you look hard enough for the solution, you will find one. And that's what I'm telling people, like, don't give up right now.
All right, and those are good words, but what about those people that are out there that have been hitting their head against the wall? They've been looking for the solution. Now, it may be that the answer is just around the next corner, but besides, you know, the motivation to keep going, how do you systematically keep looking for that solution?
Well let's take an example that is, you know, in everybody's minds right now, which is jobs, unemployment. Let's say I just lost my job.
All right.
And I turn the TV on and I see, oh, nobody's hiring in California. It's got 14% unemployment. The world's coming to an end. See, when I maintain this concept that I'm going to figure it out, I'm going to get a job, I'm not worried about 15 million people at that moment out of work, and you shouldn't be. If you're Jim Johnson out of work, you don't need to worry about 15 million people right now. You need to worry about getting your job. And then we're one person closer to being an economy that's employing people again. Mm-hmm. It's not to sound self-centered or greedy, but people are giving up. You have to figure it out. The economy can't figure it out. The government can't figure it out. Jerry Brown cannot get you a job, okay? You have to get the job. So at that moment, when I say I'm going to figure this out, I'm not looking for an industry to hire me. I'm looking for 3 or 4 or 5 people to hire me. And then I'm going to go get in front of those people and tell them why I'm the guy. I'm going to figure out how I'm going to get a job. I'm going to figure out why they should hire me. And if I got to start working for them without pay, hey, I'm working for you today. I'm starting. You did the interview. You're not sure. I'm going to prove it to you right now. See, it's that idea that you're taking charge of it, that you're the solution to every problem in your life.
I love it. Personal initiative. That's what Grant Cardone is telling us in the 10X rule. Grant, as we go down this list of 32, I came across another one. And here I want to challenge you a little bit because you have one of the success factors is persist until successful. That's almost like the old adage, fake it until you make it. And I do have a problem with the fake it until you make it. What do you mean by this persist until you're successful?
Well, I have an absolute problem with the fake it till you make it, because I think that's one of the problems America has right now. They've been, you know, buying Rolex watches before they should, and then buying cars they didn't know, you know, houses that you can't afford. That's a fake it till you make it mentality, and I'm not suggesting that. I'm saying, look, the woman I'm married to didn't call me back for 13 months. Now, a relationship is a very important part in life, like money is, like your health and your physical well-being and the food you eat. So let's just take this relationship thing, because people compromise there a lot. You know, when I decide that I'm going to have this persist until I'm successful, I'm not going to compromise. I'm going to set a target, and I'm going to get it regardless. This isn't fake it till you make it. It's like I'm staying on my path. I refuse to drop or compromise my target. And, I mean, I'd rather shoot myself than compromise my targets. Most people just give up on their target, and they go on to another girl or another guy. Instead, I just stayed persistent with my wife. I called her twice a month for 13 months without a return phone call. And some people were like, you're stalking her. I'm like, if it works, it's not stalking.
All right, fair enough.
And let me just say this. That's the same thing for a client. It's the same thing for creating wealth for yourself. It's the same thing for your kids. Persist until you are successful on your given path.
I like that, and I like the fact you brought in children. You think about it in real-life terms. If you've got a toddler or a baby who's just turning into a toddler, you don't give up on the child just because the child stands up and falls down. You encourage
right.
the child. You bring them on until they're up, they're walking, they're mobile. And I think that's really what you're trying to suggest with this persist until successful.
Yeah, and let me just say this. This isn't a motivational. I know it can sound a bit motivational, but there's practical ways to do this. I have a 2-year-old that can swim the entire length of my pool underwater.
Wow.
Okay, why? Because I persisted with her since she's 3 days old. She's been in the swimming pool every day. And I've taught her. She's never been to a swim class, but by persisting, by being consistently persistent with your sales team, with your children, with your spouse, set a target, persist until you actually achieve that. It's a great discipline in life, and people are giving up on that.
It is. All right, Grant, let's turn our attention to some of the other items that you have on this list that separate the successful from the unsuccessful. One that I just resonated with me is demonstrate courage. What do you mean by that? Because we see so little courage in society today.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I do the hard things first. I look at a list of 10 things I have to do today. I take the two hardest things, the two scariest things I have to do first. I know that if I can get those two hard things out of the way, the other eight are going to be a piece of cake. So I literally demonstrate and practice courage on a daily basis. So courage is a muscle that people have to build. You know, I want to do things that are scary. You know, I don't want to be comfortable all the time. That's what the middle class is based on. It's based on comfort. The most successful people on this planet, financially, the philanthropists, the people that have made the biggest impact on this planet, did the things that were the scariest to do. They went in spite of everybody telling them not to do it, whether it's Howard Schultz and Starbucks or Mother Teresa or Steve Jobs building Apple. He never surveyed anybody about whether they wanted a $400 telephone. He went, in spite of the facts, he demonstrated courage. He then persisted until it was successful.
I'm talking to Grant Cardone, the author of the book, The 10X Rule, The Only Difference Between Success and Failure. And we're counting down some of his key factors for success. And Grant, I'm going to lump two together here if I can here. One of the factors he says you must embrace change, and another is you must be uncomfortable. Now, it seems to me this economy has made a lot of people in this country and elsewhere very uncomfortable, and unfortunately, we've all had to adapt to change. So we have been thrown into these circumstances. How do we best take advantage of it? How do we get a more positive attitude, a more positive outlook about some of the things that we've been forced to endure?
That's a great question. Look, what's happening to the middle class right now is not really their fault, okay? People have been deceived, manipulated, tricked, lied to, and basically given some false sense of security, the middle class, that you're going to be comfortable, that everything's going to be all right, that if you get a job that pays you $30,000, $40,000, or $50,000 a year and you save a little bit of money, everything's going to be fine. But the truth is we're waking up now with this comfort blanket being stripped off of the entire hundreds of millions of people. This isn't affecting a small number of people. It's affecting most of the United States. When that is stripped away, all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, what happened? And the first response for people is to blame, you know? But the truth is, blame isn't going to fix you. The only things that are going to fix you now is embrace change and get used to being uncomfortable. You know, embrace the change. Social media, the Facebooks, the Twitters, the LinkedIn. If you don't understand these devices for communicating and prospecting and making yourself known, you have to do it. Getting attention. You know, we're taught not to get attention as children. You have to embrace change now. We live in a noisy world with 800 TV channels, you know, internet everywhere. You're competing not just in a market or an industry, but just for attention. You have to be willing to get out there and get attention for yourself, your product, you know, whatever your services are, whatever you believe in. You got to get people to listen to you. Like, who are you? Get attention. Stand on the street corner. Scream if you have to. Be uncomfortable so people can know that you're special, so they can know you have a unique product offering or service. You got to be uncomfortable. You can't just sit in the middle now because you'll be lost.
Precisely correct. My guest is Grant Cardone, author of the book, The 10X Rule. Grant, there's so many things that are wonderful in your book, but what do you want readers to really take away from reading your book, The 10X Rule?
You know, what I want people to take from The 10X Rule is, look, there are very distinct differences between the people that are suffering in this country and the people that are living a life of luxury and comfort and security. And you have to figure out, quit blaming the top 10%. Quit hating those people. Figure out what they're doing. They're living a different lifestyle. They're living in security. Okay, I'm not talking about the greedy. I'm not talking about the banks. I'm not talking about people that are worth billions. I'm talking about the people that regardless of what happens tomorrow, they're going to be all right. And that's a good place to be in. We're in a new economy. It requires new thinking and wildly different actions than in the preceding 10 or 20 years.
My guest has been Grant Cardone, author of the book, The 10X Rule, The Only Difference Between Success and Failure. Grant, if people are intrigued by this, they want to learn more about you, maybe learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, they can go to grantcardone.com, obviously, and find out more about me. Anybody's going to Google me that's interested in me. You can also go to Twitter, at Grant Cardone. I'm the top 10. I was just voted top 10 Twitter business coaches and the number one sales expert on Twitter for 2012. Every 40 minutes, I'll drop a little something on your Twitter feed that tells you how to focus and stay positive. And you know, my goal is to help the middle class. I literally want to champion the middle class out of its problems. So those are two places they can go. They can also go to Facebook and hit Grant Cardone.
You're all over the Internet. Grant, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on The Bill Frank Show. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks for what you're doing for people.
Grant, my pleasure. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Okay.
Bye.